Hey there, it's Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is @RayHigdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Now, there are two benefits to asking me your question on Twitter. Number one, I'll answer it. Imagine that. Number two, exposure. If I respond to you directly on Twitter, it goes out to over 50,000 Twitter followers. And if I respond to you in a podcast, well, these get downloaded thousands of times per day, and getting your name out there is kind of cool. Today's question comes from Joe Crutcher. Joe Crutcher says, what are some good questions to qualify, open them up, and see if they are a fit as a prospect? Hashtag Ask Ray. And, you know, you didn't, there's not a quantification of if you mean online, offline, if you mean cold market, warm market. So I'm going to give you some opening questions. And these are ones that I've taught in, you know, I've taught these and a whole bunch more in my different recruiting products. You can actually check it out at rayhigdon.com/products. We have quite a few in there, like my Top Earner Recruiting Secrets is a real popular one. My cold market recruiting blueprint is really, really popular. That's probably one of our best sellers right now. It is one of our best sellers right now. But I'll give you some questions. So, you know, my favorite, you know, there's a lot of generic ones, like, do you keep your options open when it comes to making money? Would you be at all open to multiple streams of income? You know, things like that. My favorite one of those types, like the generic kind of opportunity lead, is would you be at all open to a side project if it didn't interfere with what you're currently doing? And so, you know, it's kind of cutting off the timing thing because you said it won't interfere with what you're currently doing. It's, you know, side project is kind of a nice term that I don't think too many people have resistance to. And, you know, the real key to your best question is management of resistance. And, you know, the when you say, hey, do you want to join my network marketing company? That in most people is going to cause some friction, going to cause some resistance. But when you ask something like, would you be open to a side project if it didn't interfere with what you're currently doing? There's not a lot of things to be resistant about in it. And notice a word that I use that, you know, most non-trained professionals or non-trained network marketers use, they use the word interested. I use the word open. So just kind of run with me here. Which one do you think sounds better? Hey, would you be interested in a side project if it didn't interfere with what you're currently doing? Or would you be at all open? See, at all open is a very non-resistant type thing. See, not everyone's interested. All right. Not everyone's interested in anything. Okay. But most people, they want to be known as someone who is open. They're open to new ideas. They're open to possibilities. Most people, at least, whether they are or not, they at least want to be known as someone who's open. Okay. And so that's why I always use the word open, not interested. Now, on the product side, you can do a few different things there. And, you know, I can tell what company you're in here, Joe. You know, so let's say, so I'll give you some examples, you know, for all of my audience, because there's a lot of people in different companies that, you know, that follow this, you know, that are in different products, obviously. So, you know, if you had some kind of energy drink or something, you might, if you wanted to lead with the product, you might say something like, you know, hey, I don't know about you, but some, you know, historically, there's been times in my life where I just felt drained and ran down and, you know, run down. And, you know, I don't know about you, but, you know, I started using this energy drink and it's all natural. It's all safe. It really makes me feel fantastic. And, you know, if you know anyone that might want to have some extra energy throughout the day, let me know because I have something that's really cool. See, that's kind of an indirect kind of dealio. Chances are they're going to say, well, what is it? Right. And then you can, you know, whatever you would like to do, give them a sample or whatever. So if you're in like a travel deal, you could say something along the lines of, hey, I'm part of a VIP invite only vacation club. Let me know if you like to travel. We have price guarantee savings. Right. So if someone does like to travel, that certainly would, you know, would open them up there. And I like the term VIP invite only vacation club. It sounds exclusive. It's pretty cool. So that's something you can do too. Another place where I would suggest leading with product versus opportunity is if you've been in a lot of opportunities, then you need to understand that your warm market is burnt out from your money message. You could literally go to that burnt market and say, hey, if you hand me $1, I will hand you back a $50. And they'll say, no, thank you. because they're completely immune to your money message. So with a burnt warm market, you might want to say something like, hey, I know, you know, I'm doing this thing. I know the business isn't a fit for you in any way, shape, or form, but I think you might like the product. I'd love to share with you some more information if you're open to it. See how that works. See, most people aren't used to being approached that way because it's a very powerful way to approach people. And here's the key thing. Most people, when I teach them that, they say something along the lines of, well, I'm looking for team builders, Ray. I'm not looking for, you know, customers. Well, number one, you should be looking for customers, okay? And number two, what you say prior to someone receiving the information or watching your video or whatever does not dictate their decision. And so many times when you do that line, they'll watch the video and decide that they do like the business, and that's okay. So I hope you got benefit out of this, Joe. Great question. And, you know, I have lots of this type of information on my site and in this podcast. So feel free to check those things out, and we'll talk to you in the next podcast. Bye, guys.